Well, good evening. Welcome to our service tonight here at Mitchell and Baptist Church. A warm, warm welcome to you. Let's take our Bibles and turn to the book of Luke. Boy, it reminds me of the days I was preaching in Papua New Guinea. I thought, wow, you would just sweat. So this is fond memories. Luke chapter 23, I'd like to present a challenge tonight. I trust that in spite of the warmth that you will tune in spiritually. Verse number 50, please, to 54. I'd like to challenge you with this question. What will you do for Jesus Christ in 2018 to advance His cause? What will you do for Jesus Christ in 2018 to advance His cause? Here in Luke chapter 23, verses 50 to 54, it reads, "And behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, and he was a good man and a just. The same had not consented to the counsel and deed of them. He was of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who also himself waited for the kingdom of God. This man went unto Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. And he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in a sepulchre that was hewn in stone, wherein never man before was laid. And that day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew on." Let's bow for prayer. O God, I pray that You'd help us to focus upon Your eternal word this evening. Guide us, lead us, we pray, fill us with Your Holy Spirit. Challenge us afresh from the life of Joseph, that we might do something in this during this year that will further Your cause in a great way. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. The Bible teaches us in Isaiah chapter 53 verse 9 that the Messiah will be buried in a rich man's tomb. That was one of the prophecies made concerning the coming Messiah. Well, that prophecy came true to the letter. Joseph of Arimathea, after the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, requested his body from Pilate. He was prepared to bury the body of our Lord in his family tomb. A man of great wealth and influence amongst the Jews. In fact, he was part of the religious ruling body, the Sanhedrin. And this man was prepared to bury our Lord's body in his family tomb. Now, we don't read of this man doing anything else for the Lord within the Gospels. But this one act helped to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as I thought about that, and I thought about Joseph of Arimathea, nothing else is really said of him. This is it. Was it significant, what he did? Of course it was. For without a burial, there won't be a resurrection. It completes the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The gospel is that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried and He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. See, Joseph fulfilled a vital link between the death and resurrection. He was responsible for the burial of the body of our Lord Jesus. He advanced the cause of Jesus Christ by his willingness to bury our Lord's body in his tomb. I meditated upon that in my quiet time, and I thought about, wow, what else is said about Joseph of Arimathea? Nothing. What is said of Joseph of Arimathea? Well, he buried the body of our Lord in his family tomb. And as I was having a conversation with the Lord over this, and I thought about the fact, well, Lord, that's all he did. It was as if the Spirit of God said to me, my son, that's not just all he did. He did something very significant. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let me ask you this evening, what will you do for Jesus Christ in 2018 to advance his cause? Joseph was involved in the burial of our Lord's body. He wasn't told to bury the body. You ever thought about that? They would normally take a body that had been crucified and just dump it with other corpses outside of the city and eventually burn the corpses. That's what they did with crucified individuals. And that's what would have happened to the body of our Lord. But I don't read in the scriptures that anybody said to Joseph, Joseph, I suggest to you that you claim the body of our Lord and bury it in your tomb. No, he made that decision. He chose to do something for his God that would advance the cause, God's cause, and complete the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. My friend, what will you do for Jesus Christ in 2018 to advance his cause? Take your tie off, you can, men, if it's going to help you to listen. But not beyond the tie, please. What will you do for 2018 to advance the cause of Jesus Christ? We read in the gospel the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Oh yes, our Lord could have risen without a formal burial, but there was a formal burial, was there not? And this burial is mentioned as a part of the gospel. The gospel is Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures. He was buried, and he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. And Joseph of Arimathea was the one that buried the body of our Lord. And to this very day, we have a testimony of that fact within our inspired word. Joseph did something to advance the cause of Jesus Christ. What will you do in 2018 to advance the cause of Jesus Christ? What was it about Joseph? Let's study his life this evening. Let's note some qualities which enabled him to be used of God to do one thing, of which we should mention every time we preach the gospel, that Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, he was buried and he rose again. The death, the burial, resurrection of Christ. Joseph buried the body of our Lord. I'd like for us to note that God used him to advance the cause of Christ, first and foremost because Joseph was a man of spiritual character. He was a man of spiritual character. Note then verse number 50, the Bible reads that he was a good man. In other words, he was full of good works. For by grace are you saved through faith, the Bible teaches us. Not of works, lest any man should boast. And my friend this evening, if you have yet to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, I'd like to plead with you on this first Sunday of 2018 to repent of your sin. Believe the gospel. Believe in the death and the burial and the resurrection of Christ. And upon believing, repent and by faith receive Him as your own personal Savior. For we're saved by the grace of God through faith. And then verse 10 of Ephesians 2 teaches us that we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Joseph of Arimathea gave evidence of his faith by his works, and he was referred to a good man. A man that gave the evidence of good works as an extension, as an outflow of his faith. Joseph was a man of character, a good man, but also note that in verse number 50, he was a just man, a man of integrity, a man that was well respected. He had some influence. He was not only a wealthy man, but obviously he was a just man. There was integrity in the life of Joseph. He had influence amongst his own people, and therefore he had the potential of actually getting or receiving his request from Pilate. See, Joseph wasn't a nobody, a man of influence, a just man, a good man, a man of Christian character. My Bible teaches me that a good man, a good name, is rather to be chosen than great riches. Well, Joseph had both. He had great riches, but he also had a good name. My friend, you will be no more useful to God than the level of your spiritual character. We are meant to be vessels of honor fit for the Master's use. And if you and I want to advance the cause of Christ in 2018 and do something great for God, we better make sure that our life is in order and that our life testimony is worthy of God's praise. This man Joseph was a just man. He was a good man, a man of Christian character. How spiritual are you? You want to advance the cause of Jesus Christ in 2018? How spiritual are you? Therein lies the potential for advancement. God used this man greatly. A man of Christian character. And within that character, he gave the evidence of the fact that he was genuinely converted. Note there at the end of verse number 51, a man of character, the end of verse 51 reads, who also himself waited for the kingdom of God. This man, no doubt, had placed his faith in Jesus Christ as his Messiah, and no doubt looked forward to to his kingdom reign on earth. This man genuinely was a genuine child of God. He waited for the kingdom of God, God's reign on earth. He gave the evidence of his faith in his Savior, in his Messiah, that he waited for this kingdom of which the King of Kings will reign. This man had genuine conversion. And my friend, for you and I that know Jesus Christ as Savior, God wants to use you. Now, God can use anybody and anything. He really can. Now, that ought not to be an excuse, but God delights to use His people for His glory. In 2 Chronicles 16:9, the Bible reads, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro through the whole earth to show Himself strong of them whose heart is perfect towards Him. God wants to channel His might and His power through your life as a child of God. And we as God's people need to be people of character. And in order to be an individual of true spiritual character, we better make sure that we know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. My Bible teaches me, examine yourself whether you be in the faith, 2 Corinthians 13:5. For Jesus Christ said in Matthew 7, there will be many that will say, Lord, Lord, have we not done this in your name and done this in your name? But Jesus Christ said to those, I will say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Examine yourself whether you be in the faith. My friend, are you a genuine born again child of God? Young people, do you know Jesus Christ the Savior? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Do you know him as Savior? Has there been a conversion? Has there been repentance? Has there been faith in the person of Jesus Christ? Because if there is life of Christ within you, there ought to be something within you that will want to do something for God. And if you've got not an ounce of it, I would question whether you know the Lord Jesus as Savior. You've got absolutely no desire, you've never had any desire to please and love God, I would question your salvation, my friend. Seriously. This man was a man of character. He was a converted man. He waited for the kingdom of God. He confessed Jesus Christ as his Savior, his Messiah, and he was awaiting the King's reign on earth. A converted man, a man of character, a man of courage. Note there in Luke chapter 23, the Bible teaches us that he begged the body of Jesus. This man went unto Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Go to Mark chapter 15, please. Mark's account gives us some further insight. Mark chapter 15, verse number 43, it reads, Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in boldly unto Pilate and craved the body of Jesus. So in Luke's account, he stresses the fact that he begged for the body of Jesus. Here in Mark's account, he stresses the fact that Joseph boldly went unto Pilate and craved the body of our Lord. Go to John chapter 19, please. John 19, verse 38. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him leave. And he came therefore and took the body of Jesus. So this passage here in the Gospel of John implies the fact that no doubt Joseph tried to conduct himself in a way that attention wasn't drawn to himself. No doubt Joseph was wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, as he conducted himself amongst the Sanhedrin. Now Jesus Christ was not popular with the main crowd. Was he? What did they cry out? Crucify him! Crucify him! We'd rather have Barabbas. Now, was Pilate very popular? No. So here's Joseph. He musters up the courage to go to Pilate to request the body of one that is not very popular at the moment. And to make that request at the feet of an individual that's not very popular at the moment. I don't think Pilate was ever popular amongst the Jews, for that matter. That took some courage, beloved. That took some courage. Joseph was a man of courage. Listen to me. Do you want to do something great for Jesus Christ to advance his cause in 2018? Well, you'll need to exercise some courage. You'll need to step out of the boat. You'll need to be courageous. God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but power and of love and of a sound mind. So if you and I want to advance the cause of Jesus Christ, we want to turn many to righteousness in 2018, we'll have to be courageous. God said to Joshua, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, be not dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Fear stifles, courage advances. So my impression of Joseph was that he was very tactful as he moved amongst his peers, but when push came to shove, and he felt like he could do something for his Lord, he courageously, he boldly, and he craved the body of Pilate, the body of our Lord before Pilate. Man of courage. Man of character, a genuinely converted man. Also note then Luke chapter 23, you still with me? I know you're hot, so am I. That's okay. Bear with me, look at verse number 53. I'd like for you to also note that Joseph was a man that took some care in fulfilling this task. Verse 52 tells us that he went to Pilate, begged the body of Jesus, and obviously Pilate, after some time, we're not told how long, obviously not very long, gave him his wish. And note then, verse number 53, that it reads that he took it down. He took what down? He took down the body of Jesus. That's how I read it. You ever thought about that? Okay, you want the body of Jesus? Go for your life. Joseph of Arimathea took down the body of our Lord. Could you imagine doing that? Joseph was a man that was not, didn't have a slapdash, she'll be right, mate, that'll do type of an attitude. That wasn't Joseph of Arimathea. The Bible teaches us that he took it down, that is the body of our Lord, wrapped it in linen, and laid it in a sepulchre that was hewn in stone. Joseph applied himself in a way that was fitting in handling our Lord's body. My Bible teaches me, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. What a privilege that would have been. But can you imagine being Joseph? Now, how am I going to do this? Well, he enlisted the help of his mate, Nicodemus. There in John chapter 19, please. Look at John chapter 19 once again. Nicodemus came to his aid. And helped Joseph in the burial of our Lord's body. Note there in John 19:39, and there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and alloys, and about 100 pound of about 100-pound weight. The Bible teaches us then, took they the body of Jesus. So obviously, Nicodemus was there, and practically, yes, he would have needed the help of another. I mean, he would have had to climb the ladder to get up there, rip those nails out of his hands, out of his feet, and somehow, I'm not sure how he did it. But there was Nicodemus, no doubt, on ground level, possibly, or maybe it was the other way around, and ready to receive the body of our Lord. Then took they the body of Jesus and wound it in linen cloths with spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. And then in verse 41 it reads, now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre wherein was never man yet laid. So the point I want to make is this, that Joseph was a man that went the extra mile, it would seem. He enlisted the help of Nicodemus. And in taking down the body of our Lord, the Bible teaches us that he wrapped it in linen and then gently laid it in a sepulchre, a family tomb. Nicodemus brought the spices, so they prepared the body, they wrapped the body in linen and laid his body in this family tomb and then secured it. The point I want to make is this, that look, Joseph was given to detail and Joseph took some care. And my friend, if you want to do something great for the cause of Jesus Christ in 2018, you'll need to set aside a slapdash mentality. Or she'll be right, mate. That'll do. No, it won't do. We're serving the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And Joseph with Nicodemus, they understood, we are just not burying anybody. This is the body of our Lord. He who gave himself that we might live. So they gently took that body down and they wrapped it in linen and applied the spices and they gently carried that body and placed it in that family tomb and secured that family tomb. They gave 100%. They went the extra mile. And beloved, if you want to do something great for Jesus Christ, you need to set aside your slapdash attitude. People will climb Mount Everest and back to make $1 million. But the average Christian won't make much of an effort to please the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a disgrace to the work of God to see God's people giving God their second-hand tea bags. We ought to give our God our best. And that's what Joseph did. He gave his best. He realized he couldn't take that body down on his own. I better enlist the help of my mate Nicodemus. Prepared the body, placed it in the tomb. Secured it. Care. Also, I see within this man that he was willing to pay a price, cost. Cost. To have a family tomb was a mark of great wealth. This is Joseph's family tomb. Didn't just raid somebody's tomb. This was a tomb set aside for his family. It was only the wealthy that could afford to have a family tomb. The Bible teaches us it was an unused tomb. And my understanding is because the tomb was used, it could never be used again because it was used by somebody outside of the family. So from that point on, after 3 days, that tomb was useless. I have no doubt in my mind that Joseph realized that. Once our Lord was done with the tomb, that was the end of that. According to his Jewish tradition, it was considered unclean. It couldn't be used again. But Joseph was willing to pay the price. He knew sooner or later the people would find out that he buried our Lord's body in his tomb. Do you reckon he would have been popular? I don't think so. Do you reckon people would have said, "Oh, did you hear about Joseph? He buried that Jesus Christ in his tomb. What a good bloke he was." I don't think so. Joseph knew that. I'm sure he understood the price that he was paying in order to bury our Lord's body in his tomb. My friend, do you want to do something great for the Lord in 2018? Yes or no? You need to pay a price. You need to pay a price. By the way, the spices that Nicodemus had, that was enough spices to bury up to 200 bodies. Yeah. He had enough spices there to bury 200 bodies. Nicodemus was willing to sacrifice those spices for one body. He was willing to pay a price in order to be involved in burying the body of our Lord. Oh, beloved, if you want to be used of God, you'll need to pay a price. Won't be cheap. We love bargains, do we not? But it ain't cheap to serve the Lord. This man was conscious of time. Note then verse 54 as we move along. And that day was the preparation and the Sabbath drew on. Joseph made sure that this body was buried before the beginning of the Sabbath. It was considered a curse to bury a body after sunset, let alone during the Sabbath. He knew that time was not on his side, so he was diligent to make sure that body was buried before the beginning of the Sabbath. My friend, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. God doesn't waste time. You might say, "Well, Pastor, I've got all the time in the world." No, you do not. No, you do not. Now's the time to serve the Lord. And Joseph had an opportunity to serve his God, serve his Savior by attending the body of his Lord, and he understood that he had a time frame to work with. This body had to be off that cross, buried by sunset. Otherwise, it was a curse. My friend, don't waste time. Respond to God immediately. If you want to do something for God, be conscious of the fact that time is fleeting away. You do not have all the time in the world. You and I do not have a guarantee of a tomorrow. Am I right or not? So serve God today. And by God's grace, if you arise tomorrow morning, thank God that you're alive. And serve God tomorrow. Oh, we live as if we're invincible. We're not. Ask Brother Surrett. Yeah. 50-year-old man. By God's grace, spare him. By God's grace, it's not you. It's not you or me. Time. And last but not least, let me close with this, that Joseph was a man that did something great. And God used him. Joseph was a man who served his God within his God-given capabilities. See, God gives us a variety of talents. We have opportunities, we have skills, we have gifts, we have resources, we have health, we have knowledge. Joseph was a wealthy man. Joseph had a family tomb. Joseph had influence. He used his wealth. Used his influence to do something for God's glory. And my friend, I'd just like to encourage you in closing, if you and I are genuine about doing something great for God in 2018 and advancing His cause, God wants to use you. And God will use you with the capabilities that you have. God said to Moses, "What have you got in your hand?" And Moses said, "I've got a rod." And God said, "Cast it down." And I challenge you this evening, you have a rod. You have a life. I have a life. And God's saying, "Cast it down. Cast it down. And just watch what I can do with it." See, God used Joseph within his capabilities. He had the family tomb. He had the influence. God gave him those talents and he used them for God's glory. And God has given you talents. God has given you abilities. Use them for God's glory. You are not me. I am not you. But all of us, within the providence of God, have been given talents that we can use for God's glory. Joseph used his influence, used that tomb that he had for God's glory. You want to do something great to advance the cause of Jesus Christ in 2018? Yes or no? You'll have to be a Christian with some character. You better make sure that you're converted. You'll need to be courageous, and you'll also need to take some care and take seriously the privilege of serving the Lord. You'll have to pay a price, a cost. You'll need to be mindful, conscious of time. But last but not least, be mindful that God will use us within our capabilities. Let's do something great for Jesus Christ to advance His cause. What else did Joseph do that is recorded in the Scriptures? I don't read of anything else. But I do read in Matthew and Mark and Luke and John, all four Gospels, that this man buried the body of our Lord. Wow! The death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ. You can do something great for God. Let's surrender our hearts to Him. Let's bow for prayer. Let's stand, please. Heads bowed, eyes closed.
I'd like to encourage you on this Vision Sunday, heads bowed, eyes closed, to simply respond to the Word of God. Consider Joseph. Wow, what he achieved. He buried the body of our Lord. He did something great. Why not surrender your heart this evening to do something great?